And welcome back to the KCII PM Sports page. We are now set to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Softball Athlete of the Week. This week, it is Mid Prairie's Cassidy Rohr. Cassidy, congratulations, and thanks for joining me here today.
Yeah, thank you.
Cassidy, you're coming off of two big wins on Monday against Tipton. Doubleheader sweep 9-0 and then 12-0. You had a big part in both of those. Let's start with the first game. You were in the circle, seven shutout innings, only gave up one hit. You were in complete control. So what was working for you on Monday evening?
I definitely was just working on hitting my spots, keeping the ball either up or down once I got ahead, and to just attack each hitter, attack them differently and just go at them right away and, you know, do my job as a pitcher. I'm not going to always throw it by them, so my job is to get ground balls and pop flies. So,
Did you feel in your pregame warm-ups, did you think that a special night was a brewing, or was it kind of just one of those where once you start pitching, you got on a roll?
I would say that it's kind of like I would just get in a roll. Sometimes I warm up really well and I feel good, and sometimes I don't, and that doesn't necessarily affect how I throw in a game. So I don't really go off of how I maybe warm up as much. But I definitely, like, once I got a couple batters down, just you kind of get in this groove of, you know what you need to do to get the hits that are easy outs for your team. So,
you know, you've been around a while. How do you think you've improved as a pitcher, even from last year to this year?
I definitely would say that I'm being a little bit more vocal on the mound and just maybe hiding my emotions more. Just trying to be a good leader for my team and just going at the batters right away, trying not to get so deep in counts.
Then on the offensive side that night in game two, you had a walk-off hit for the Mercy Rule win. You're batting over 360 at the plate. What have you liked from the start offensively for yourself?
I just really, this year, I've just really trusted my swing is what I would say more than anything, just knowing that I prepared myself in practices and from hitting off the tee, and I look for a pitch that I can hit hard, or I look to foul off some that I don't like. I always just go up to the plate like wanting to hit the ball, and so that's just kind of my mentality every time I go up to bat.
And you're showing a lot of power. Already five home runs. We're just a couple weeks into the season. So take me through the mind of you. You had a nice swing of the bat. You see that it's a no-doubt home run. What's going through your mind?
Obviously, like, it makes me happy. It makes me excited that I'm able to perform the way I am, and that all the hard work that I've, you know, put into my off season, it's showing well for me this season so far. So I don't know. It's very humbling and prideful for me more than anything.
You talked about it a little bit earlier, but what's your specific leadership role you've taken on this season in your senior campaign?
Yeah, being a senior leader has been a lot of fun, especially since I've kind of been waiting for my chance to be that senior leader. Just getting the girls going at practices with stretching and or just keeping things moving along at practice, helping the younger girls out whenever I can, has just been really fun for me. And I've enjoyed it this far. So, yeah.
Is there any individual goal that you set out for this season and maybe a team goal as well?
My individual goal was just to simply, like, have fun. Sometimes I way overthink things, and, you know, softball has always been, like, a love of mine. And, you know, there's been seasons that where I haven't really had the most fun that I feel like I should have. And so my goal just coming into the season was to just relax and have fun. If I'm going to be totally honest, I didn't really have a home run goal. I didn't have a goal necessarily in the circle. I just wanted to just play my game and enjoy myself.
Let's get back as a pitcher. Let's say you need a strike. It's a big at-bat. Do you have a go-to pitch and maybe location?
If I need a strike, I'm probably going to hit them on the inside is mainly what I would do, fastball or drop ball if I really need a strike. Otherwise, if it's a big at-bat and I know that the hitter is good, I try to throw them off with maybe a changeup, or I just keep it low in the zone, or once I work higher in the count, I'll try to keep it up in the zone, just trying to keep them off balance.
Cool. Right on. Do you have a softball role model that you've looked up to?
My softball role model, it would be Morgan Yoder. She was a coach for me when I was younger. when I was about in middle school. And, you know, she was somebody that she went to Mid-Prairie, was unable to play because of an injury, but she still stayed with the softball team, and she helped, you know, be kind of a manager for them. And then she's coached at other high schools, and she was definitely one that when I wanted her, you know, to work with me on this or that, she was always, you know, there for me, willing to spend extra hours on a tee, helping me to become a better hitter. And so I really appreciate all that she has done for me. And even now, if I wanted to call her up, I know she'd come and help me out with anything that I needed.
Mm-hmm. A couple months down the line, when you're officially a Mid-Prairie alum and you're done with all the sports, what are you going to miss about being a Golden Hawk?
I'm definitely going to miss being with my teammates who I've been with since fourth grade. Like, these girls that I've played with my entire life. Every summer I've pretty much spent with them. So it's going to be definitely different, not necessarily being with them every day in the summer, every day in the spring. So I think that's probably what I'm going to miss the most about being a Golden Hawk, just the family atmosphere that our team, since we've been together for so long, has kind of grown over the years.
Mm-hmm. And when you turn the page, what are the future plans this fall?
So I will be going to Aurora University and studying exercise science there, playing softball. And yeah, that's pretty much my future plans. And my goal is to get my master's in athletic training and become a trainer for a professional sports team. So that's my overall goal.
Sure. Let's start softball in Aurora. What about that school made it a right fit?
So when I was looking at schools, I knew that I definitely wanted to play softball. I've known that for a while, but academics was also a big part of my decision making. I definitely knew I wanted to go into exercise science or kinesiology, something of that sort, because I wanted to be an athletic trainer. And so once I found out that they had that program, I visited, and then I talked to the coaches, and I liked the coaches, and I liked the campus, and I liked what I heard about their athletics and what a good program they had in exercise science, and that's why I chose Aurora.
So what motivated you to want to go the exercise science route?
So since eighth grade, I've been weightlifting at the high school, and I've really just enjoyed doing that, and I've enjoyed getting into fitness and just being an athlete. I've really kind of gone all in on that. And so when I was kind of deciding what I wanted to do, I knew that I wanted to go into something that would allow me to help other athletes. So that's kind of why I chose to go into exercise science.
Good stuff. Well, last question before I let you go here, Cassidy. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
So before each game, I make sure that I stretch everything out in my body, and I get a good warm-up in throwing overhand. And then if I'm, you know, told I'm in a circle, I have to get my warm-up in underhand. I take lots of cuts off the tee, make sure my body's loosened up pretty much, make sure that I'm as prepared as possible for each game.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, Cassidy, congratulations on a great game there on Monday, and best of luck moving forward the rest of the year.
Thank you.
And that's Cassidy Rourick, a senior pitcher on this year's Mid-Prairie softball team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Softball Athlete of the Week. Let's step aside once again. We'll come back with more on the KCII PM sports page right after this.